It was more than a month ago, on May 20th, that Governor Larry Hogan announced Maryland would do universal testing for COVID-19 at juvenile detention facilities. But the vast majority of both the youth residents of those facilities and the staff that work of them have yet to be tested. The State Department of Juvenile Services says it does not expect to finish the first round of tests until the end of July. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports.
Department of Juvenile Services officials say they have so far tested all of the staff at 3 of their 13 facilities and the youth at 5.
We wanted to test our protocols and make sure that they were sufficient.
Betsy Fox Tolentino, an assistant secretary at DJS, says they started testing the second week of June at 2 of their smallest facilities before scaling up the operation at larger facilities.
Our goal is to get through all the testing but through the end of July.
A tentative schedule the department gave WYPR shows that they are testing the youth at each facility first, then the staff. At larger facilities, they test a third of the staff at a time, sometimes days apart. For example, at the Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center, which is their biggest facility, they tested all 35 kids last Thursday, then planned to wait 5 days and test about 40 staff members Tuesday, another 50 on Wednesday, and the last 50 this Friday. Tolentino says they plan to test staff as they come in for their normal shifts, and she says they could delay tests at some facilities depending on how things go.
If we were at one facility that did seem to have a bunch of positive tests, we want to make sure that we are able to support that facility, and we might have to just take a moment and maybe a day before we move on to the next facility, because we have to do all our contact tracing. We need to really make sure we're supporting our families by alerting them of any positive tests.
The union that represents DJS workers, a branch of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, says the reason the department is testing a small number of staff at a time is to prevent having so many staff testing positive that they need to quarantine them and bring in more staff to run the facility. They say management mentioned these concerns during a Zoom call early this month. Denise Henderson was on the Zoom call. She is a DJS transportation officer and the president of the AFSCME local that represents all DJS staff.
They will only test one-third of each facility just to make sure that they're not losing the staffing that they need to run the facility.
Ashley Watson, a case management specialist and shop steward for the union at Cheltenham Youth Detention Center in southern Prince George's County, was also on the call.
They're afraid that they could possibly lose employees if they had a whole bunch of positive cases. And that's the goal. Like, we need to know who's positive and get them out of the facilities for the safety of the youth and for the safety of the other staff.
Watson said DJS could ask staff to come in on their day off to be tested rather than wait for their scheduled shift. However, DJS Assistant Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino, who says she was not on that Zoom call, says the risk of being short-staffed is not shaping their testing plan.
We put in a lot of procedures and protocols in place that if we needed to support our staff by bringing in extra people to work in those facilities, that we are able to do that.
Watson's facility, with 28 children and 130 DJS employees, is last on the testing schedule. The staff are slated to be tested the last 3 days of July. Watson says the wait to get tested makes her nervous. Many of the employees live near the facility in Prince George's County, which has had the most COVID-19 cases in the state. She says she worries about bringing an infection home to her 2 children, who both have heart conditions.
I just try to stay as clean as possible, keep extra hand sanitizer, washing my hands more frequently, you know, just doing the regular stuff to try to minimize the spread. I Lysol my car when I get out of it every day. Have a precaution of taking my clothes off when I get out home. Just being extra careful.
Tolentino says when DJS finishes testing everyone at the end of July, it will continue to test youth or staff who show COVID-19 symptoms. But there are no current plans to begin a second round of universal testing.
As we sort of get additional guidance from the CDC and the Maryland Department of Health, you know, we will implement that guidance.
Jennifer Nuzzo at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security says not continuing to test both residents and staff is a mistake.
For this to be effective, we would have to continuously test because, you know, you could test everybody today and they'd be negative, but everybody tomorrow could be positive. So in order for this to have any kind of impact, you would need to do this with some frequency.
In congregate care facilities like juvenile detention centers, where it's nearly impossible for the residents to practice social distancing, Nuzzo says routine testing is key to preventing future outbreaks. For example, nursing homes in New York are required to test residents twice a week. Nuzzo says that's still less than ideal, but reasonable with limited testing resources.
So you want to do regular testing to find people who may be carrying the infection into these facilities because of the intense level of exposure that occurs in these facilities, where you have lots of people who are living in very close contact with each other under one roof. If the virus gets in, chances are it can spread really quickly and you can have an explosive outbreak.
She says testing just the people who have symptoms isn't enough, because people don't have to show symptoms to be contagious. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.